Have we briefly discussed using a tree as a type of trellis in the previous Mishnah, Mishnah Gimel, right, the Ilan Sarak. The next Mishnah, Mishnah Dalet, is going to discuss what happens if you have a grapevine growing up on a fruit-bearing tree. So the Mishnah starts, Mishnah Dalet, Perek Vav says, Hama'adle es agefen al miktsas ilan ma'achal, mutar lahavi ze'era el tachas hamotar. Bim hilech hechadash yachzirena. So if someone had a vine growing up, a grapevine growing up, a fruit-bearing tree, then it is permitted to bring seed under the remainder, right? In other words, you know, picture, I don't know, an apple tree with a long branch coming out. The grapevine is only growing a little way up the branch. Then you are, at this juncture, allowed to plant foreign seed under the rest of the branch. The assumption here is that a grapevine is going to choke off the tree, right? Kill the tree, kill the fruit, and nobody's going to want the apple tree is going to be worth far more than one grapevine. So the assumption here is that unlike the previous Mishnah where there's just a wooden trellis and therefore who cares if the grape, you know, you want it to be there for the grape to continue growing along it. By the apple tree, you're going to assume the owner of the apple tree is not going to want that, and therefore you can plant under the remainder of the apple tree branch. And in fact, if you do not, even if the grapevine is to continue growing out over the branch, then our mission explains that you have to tear back the grapevine, but then the plants underneath it would still be allowed. So again, you know, you have a long apple tree branch, the grapevine is growing, you plant some other seed under that branch, and the grapevine continues to grow, you might think that at that stage, as in the case of the previous Mishnah, the plants underneath the tree are forbidden. That is not the case, assuming you prune back or cut back the grapevine. And again, all this is based on the assumption that nobody's going to want to choke off a productive apple tree or whatever, you know, fruit-bearing tree we're talking about. Our Mishnah now tells us a story or introduces a story to support this idea. Maase shahalach Rabbi Yoshua etzel Rabbi Shmuel li Kfar Aziz. So Rabbi Yoshua went to Rabbi Shmuel in Kfar Aziz. Veherau gefen mudla al miktsas te'ena. And he saw that he showed him a grapevine that was trained onto part of a fig tree. Amar lo, said to him, so I have apple trees, they're using fig trees. Amar lo, says to him, Ma ani lahavi ze'ra el tachas hamotar. So he says, am I allowed to bring other types of seed under the remainder, under the part of the branch that is not yet covered by the vine? Amar lo, mutar. And he says to him, yes, it's mutar. So we see the first part of the story just supports the idea that we already saw, in the case of a fruit-bearing tree, the assumption is that you're going to prune back the grapevine eventually, so therefore you are allowed to plant under the branch where the grapevine is growing. The story continues. Ve'elahu misham lebeis maganya, erahu gefen shehi mudla al miktsas hakora v'sa'adan, Shel Shikma Uvo Korot Harbe Amrlo Tachas Hakora Zu Asur Vehashar Mutar. So now I guess we're doing like a little agricultural tour. He takes him to the house of a magna, and he shows him a grapevine trained on the beam of the stump of a sycamore with many beams, and there he's told that under this beam it is Asur, but under the rest of the tree it is permitted. So here we're dealing with a sycamore tree, which although technically it produces edible fruit according to our Mishnah Demai, it was really only grown for wood. And what would happen is people would cut down the trunk and allow new branches to grow out, so they'd be easier, they'd be better, you know, they'd be better branches for building things with, right, for cutting down for beams. So again, the sycamore tree was primarily growing for its wood, right, for its lumber, and they would cut down the trunk and allow more straight branches to grow from that trunk. And here, even though you might have thought, remember we saw in the previous Mishnah that the idea of a Ilan Sarak, the whole tree is treated as a trellis and therefore you can't plant anywhere under it. In the case of the sycamore tree, apparently, Rabbi Yeshua says that only under that particular branch, where the grapevine is growing is a problem. And you could plant, anywhere, else under that tree. So although normally you might think that a non-fruit-bearing tree would you not allowed to plant anywhere under it based on our previous Mishnah. This story comes to tell us that you can in fact plant under other branches of the sycamore tree, and the assumption here is that those branches will be harvested. So even though technically it's a barren tree because it's used for lumber, it is not likely that a person is going to allow it to be completely covered by grapevines. However, it is likely that a person is going to allow the grapevine to grow at least along the length of the branch. So this whole story tells us a couple interesting things. First of all, it supports the idea that on a fruit-bearing tree, you can plant under a branch the grapevine is growing on, and it lets us know that in the case of a sycamore tree, even though you might think that you could not plant anywhere under the tree, this law is slightly different. You certainly can't plant anywhere under the branch, which is unique to this, right? Normally under apple trees, you can plant anywhere along the branch, and under a normal tree, you can't plant anywhere at all. So here, because it will be harvested for wood, the assumption is you're not going to let the grapevine choke up the whole tree. Therefore, one can still plant other things under other branches of the tree, but one cannot plant anywhere along the branch that is the grapevine growing on it. Mishnah Vav now takes the time to sort of ask, what is an ilan srak? So, ezo ilan srak. Kol she'ino osei perot. So what is a barren tree? Any tree which does not produce fruit. Rabbi Meir Omer, hakol ilan srak, chutz min hazayit v'hateina. So Rabbi Meir says all trees are considered barren trees with the exception of the olive and fig tree. Rabbi Yosi Omer, kol she'ino kamohu notin sadot shlemot. Hare ze ilan srak. Rabbi Yossi says, any tree the likes of which is not planted in whole fields, this is considered a barren tree. So according to the Tana Kama, right, the first teacher, any tree that does not produce fruit is going to have the status of a trellis, with possibly the exception of a sycamore tree, and you wouldn't be able to plant under any of the branches, any of the other branches of this tree, assuming that a grapevine was growing along it or up on it. Rabbi Meir is substantially more machmir and says that all trees are considered barren trees with the exception of the olive tree and the fig tree. So Rabbi Meir says that basically, with the exception of the olive tree and the fig tree, anybody might be willing to let that grapevine grow along those branches. So again, he's moder, he agrees that in the case of a fig tree or an olive tree, people would cut back the grapevine and not allow it to choke off the olives or the figs because those fruits are far too valuable. However, any other tree, even an apple tree, an orange tree, or what have you, would count as barren trees because it's possible somebody would let the vine continue to grow along it. And therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, even with an apple tree, you would not be allowed to plant anything underneath any of its branches. Rabbi Yossi has a slightly different qualifying suggestion. He says that any tree which is not normally planted in a field, i.e. like an orchard, then this would have the din of an ilan srak. So again, he says that, like if you plant an apple tree in an orchard, then therefore the assumption is even if that apple tree is not in the orchard, you could plant under the other branches. If it's a type of tree that one would never plant in an orchard, then that's always going to have, it's going to be sort of relegated to the status of supporting the vine, and therefore you can't plant under any of the other vines. Sorry, under any of the other branches, excuse me. So again, just a very interesting discussion, and to sum up before we move on to the next Mishnah, which is going to be discussing something else. Anytime you have a trellis, which is, just wooden support for the grapevine, you are not allowed to plant under the trellis, even if the grapevine has not yet reached it, because the assumption is that it eventually will. In a case of a so-called barren tree, then you are going to assume that the barren tree, for all intents and purposes, is the status of the trellis, because nobody's going to cut off the vines to keep them from continuing growing. And there's a bit of debate in this Mishnah Hey, about what has the status of a ilan srak. Either it could be a tree that simply doesn't produce fruit, or it's every tree except for the olive and fig tree, or it's any tree that is not planted in an orchard. And in the case of all these trees, whatever definition we're using, then if the grapevines are growing up that tree, then you have to treat it like a trellis and you can't plant anywhere under the tree. However, if you are dealing with a fruit tree or a fruit-bearing tree that is planted in an orchard or a fig tree or olive tree, depending on if you're talking about Rabbi Meir, in those circumstances, you can in fact plant other, plants underneath the tree, because the assumption is that you will not allow the fruit tree's fruit to be choked off by the grapevine. And that sums up, grapevines and trees, I think.